Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin and today is December 8th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And the third stanza says this: Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king. Born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. Our scripture for today comes from Isaiah 9, verses 1 through 7. So if you have your copy of Scripture, let's begin there. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee by the nations, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boots used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Has there ever truly been a leader that seemed almost too good to be true? When you think of people in history, who comes to mind? Nelson Mandela, maybe Winston Churchill, Joan of Arc. Maybe they weren't necessarily political, but they left the world in a better state than when they found it and dedicated their lives to the cause. So it was with the Israelites. There was one king to whom all other kings were compared, King David. Despite some of his major flaws, he was called the, quote, man after God's own heart. He led many men to victory in battle, he responded to his sins with repentance, and he set in place many of the principles that would forever shape the family of Israel, while he and other historical figures we can endorse accomplished much for the betterment of mankind, they still did not have a perfect influence because they were not perfect. All of them fell short, even King David. All of them left things undone. Israel assures us that this endless stream of flawed leaders will one day cease. There's another ruler, and he is patient, but he is coming swiftly. The things we crave, such as righteousness and justice, will be established by this ruler, and they will never again be compromised. The one Israel speaks of is not just a safe bet, a good option, or merely anointed by God. He is God, born a child and yet a king, and has come for our sakes. We can put full hope, full faith, full trust in his ability to bring peace everlasting. He has come to raise us up and to reign over us. He is the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.